This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Massive and persistent rainfall over the last week has taken a major bite out of drought conditions across Colorado. Denver got nearly one-third of its annual rainfall over just 2 days last week, and Colorado Springs has recorded the wettest single day during the month of May ever. According to the USDA, the rain led to double-digit improvements in soil moisture in Colorado. Only about 15% of the state is experiencing drought conditions today, a major improvement from 30% a week ago. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado fell this week to their lowest level in a year, with 103 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. Meanwhile, genetic samples of the virus detected in wastewater also remain low. Almost every utility tracking reports declining or plateauing COVID levels in wastewater. Of the cases tested, most are of the highly contagious XBB Omicron subvariant. 41 migrants arrived in Denver yesterday on a bus sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports it's the first time another state coordinated arrivals.
Since last year, the Republican governor has chartered buses for migrants to Democrat-led cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Texas officials say migrants boarded the bus voluntarily, and Denver officials said they received 24-hour notice. But in a statement Thursday, Mayor Michael Hancock called the move a form of political theater, as cities have scrambled to respond to the need for shelter. Migrant arrivals in Denver reached almost 400 people last week, right before a Trump-era COVID migration policy expired. It's unclear why Abbott chose this moment to send a bus, or if more are coming. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Come find more at CPR.org.